888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Water twice a week. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hey, this is Lucy calling from San Antonio, Texas.
Lucy, what's going on?
San Antonio.
I used to live there. I lived there when they were building the Alamo.
My brother is convinced that they moved the Alamo.
No, it's been there.
No. How long have you lived in San Antonio?
All my life.
How long has that been? How many years? When were you born?
28. I'm 28.
Well, yeah, enough.
I lived there in 1968.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And when I lived there in 1968, there was a little plaque that they have since hidden. Okay, and the plaque said, the Alamo used to be located way out of town, but nobody came to visit it, and we moved it brick by brick, and we put it right next to, it's right in downtown now.
Yeah, it is.
Unless they moved it again.
Well, they might.
We happened to be in San Antonio one time, and my brother decides that we're going to move it back to where it was. So we tie a rope to it. This is the truth. We got a rope.
And the Texas Rangers.
The Texas Rangers were on us like a cheap suit, man.
The Alamo is a sacred shrine. And even though they should have known we were fooling around, well, they just winged my brother, and then we stopped. You know?
There we were with a rope over our shoulders, making believe we were moving the Alamo.
Yeah, and they winged
them. Police came, and they got nasty.
Anyway, Lucy, what's going on?
Okay, so I drive a Saturn SL1 or 2, I'm not sure.
It doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't matter.
I guess it would. At any rate.
What year?
It's 1999.
Okay.
Okay.
So anytime I'm idling for, say, more than 15 to 30 seconds, smoke just seems to come out of the back of the car.
What color?
Sometimes it looks clear white, and it just, as it gets worse, it starts turning white. It's really hard because I can't go through any drive-thrus, you know, nothing like that.
Oh, yeah. Does it have a smell?
It smells like car stuff, like mufflers.
Right. Smells like exhaust.
Yeah, exhaust. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't smell sweet?
No.
Okay. Could I convince you that it might have a slight blue tinge?
Ah.
Sometimes I think it does. I know when I went to get like some sort of flush out, it was a lot of smoke, and some of it did look blue.
How many miles on this car?
About 127K.
Okay. That makes sense.
That answers
sense.
Everything.
That answers everything for us. Thanks for calling. We don't want to tell you anything more.
Yeah, we might not.
Because it's only going to get you upset.
Yeah. Are you
ready? Make believe you didn't call. Just keep driving.
Yeah. Are you ready for another car?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Good.
Oh,
perfect.
Then we can tell you the brutal and honest truth. You're burning oil.
I'm burning oil.
Yeah. And the reason you haven't...
if you've been keeping track of the oil, you have noticed that it's been going down in level.
It has, but I do get the regular oil changes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but every time you get the oil change, you only drain out one quart.
Yeah,
instead of
true.
Five.
Yeah.
Because you've burned off the other four quarts, and they're all coming out the tailpipe. I'm sure if you sat in an enclosed garage and revved the engine, you soon wouldn't be able to see across the garage.
Yeah, and you'd be dead besides.
Oh, yeah, you'd be dead.
And you'd be dead.
This is a sign I need another car.
So now that you realize that this car is destined for the boneyard, what have you got your eye on?
I'm liking the Honda Accord.
Honda Accord was a very nice car.
You could hardly go wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Would you buy a new one?
I'm thinking new, but you know with the Hondas, you can go a little lesser of year.
Yeah, you can certainly buy a used one, although the used one's probably as much as the new ones now because they're... and by the way, I would get a four-cylinder.
Four-cylinder, not like a six or...
Well, you don't need a six, and you get much better gas mileage with the four.
A little better.
Okay.
You might pick up a mile or two per gallon, and actually you'd probably benefit more in stop-and-go driving from having the four-cylinder engine.
Yeah.
Ah, good advice.
What kind of driving do you do? Highway or city?
City, mostly.
City?
Then you'll get good mileage.
And if you do drive on the highway, the four-cylinder is more than adequate.
Yeah.
We have gotten into a bad habit of building cars with big, or buying cars, because the people who build them convince us that we need them. who are buying cars with bigger and bigger engines and more powerful engines. And, of course, when they make a more powerful engine, that allows them to make a bigger car. When you make a bigger car, you need another more powerful engine for the next model year. So they this thing keeps going, you know, ratcheting up. Bigger car, bigger engine, bigger car, bigger engine, bigger car. And we need to start ratcheting down and going in the other direction. So the truth is you want the smallest car with the smallest engine. But what really determines your mileage more than anything is the size and weight of the car.
And how you drive.
So if you took a Hummer and put a little four-cylinder engine in it, it's still going to get 12 miles to the gallon because the thing's just too big. So we need to make the choice to buy smaller cars, smaller and lighter cars, and then the smaller engines will be able to move these cars at the speeds we drive. So look at a four-cylinder Accord. I think you'll love it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, good advice because I've been looking at the six-cylinders. So.
And I like blue as a color.
Well, I do. Honda makes a very nice dark blue.
Nice blue, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, nice
and I'm
blue.
Colorblind, and so is my brother.
Right. Well, we can see
so
blue.
What we think is blue could be anything.
Yeah, it could be purple.
It could be anything.
But I like a nice tan interior, too.
Peanut butter tan.
Wait.
Like
now you're getting into really deep doo-doo if you're talking about tan. You know that you have no idea what tan looks like.
I don't really. I just throw that. I throw those colors around.
Well,
you know.
That sounds good. Well, at least I definitely know now she's a beater.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
All right. See you later.
Bye. Thanks a lot.
Bye.